Lions and tigers and babies? Oh my! That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Lions and tigers are known for their deep roars and babies for their high-pitched wails, and now a new study has linked the two. All mammalian larynx work in similar ways. Air from the lungs vibrates folds of tissues called vocal cords, producing sound. But the tissues and shape of those folds differ among species. In the case of the big cats, their loud roars are due to specifically shaped vocal cords and a layer of soft fat that allows them to roar loudly with little effort. A very rough and grating sound designed to be attention-getting. And even though a baby obviously has a different vocal cord anatomy than the cats, their cries are attention-getting too. Babies lack the fatty cushion of a lion's voice box, and their vocal cords are tiny. But they can keep up their crying marathons thanks to a gel-like layer inside their vocal cords that provides cushioning, and a reservoir of cells in their larynx that allows them to repair tissue damage quickly. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.